Hello, everyone. I am Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today because of the shed blood of your Son on Calvary's cross. As his voice stated, that it is finished. And then 3 days later, he resurrected from the dead. We have, with that fact, the confidence that our sin has been paid for completely by your grace, we are saved. Saved from the penalty of sin, saved to new life in Christ. Now, Lord, as we come boldly into your presence as your adopted child, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen and amen.
We're nothing on our own. We make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But someday I'll prove just what I say. I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He
so I'm worthy. rugged timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. He put an end to my guilt and despair. Turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, to think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Free indeed. Thank God I'm I am free. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will
You are listening to Call to Worship as we celebrate Easter, the resurrection. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their Call to Worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at call followed by the number 2, Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
To me, there was nothing quite so sweet as holding in my arms our newborn baby. To know this was our child, ours to love and care for, ours to feed and clothe, ours to teach and guide. But with the pride and joy also came the realization that this child was going to face a world that was not very beautiful. And a baby's not a new toy, but an immortal soul. I don't think I'd have the courage to look our little babies in the face in the light of today's headlines if it were not for the fact of an empty tomb, a risen Lord, and a philosophy of life that makes sense when the world doesn't. A philosophy that brings life into focus, gives beauty for ashes, puts hope in the heart. When the days are uncertain, the future is sure. Because of a man called Jesus, I can look our babies in the face and say, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because I know all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living, just because he lives.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days because he because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
One day I'll cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory,
and then as day gives way to victory,
I'll see the lights of glory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
And I'll know he reigns.
I'll know he reigns.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Gone.
As we continue our call to worship, think about our resurrection legacy.
There is Wash all my sins away.
God, the God of the universe, has provided a resurrection legacy. Yes, because Christ lives, we can live. Not just life and spiritual life, but life more abundantly. We will look at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and the legacy that those events created for those who believe. Look first at the sacrificial death of Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, a perfect sacrifice for our sin. Starting in John 19, then Pilate delivered him to them to be crucified, and they took Jesus, led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Later in John 19, after time on the cross, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. His burial. later in John 19. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. The Resurrection, John 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. From 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Jesus said to Martha before raising Lazarus from the dead in John 11, Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Folks, because God met our need of a Savior, he has supplied all of our needs now and into eternity with him. His legacy to us is described in Romans 8. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Philippians 4, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And Matthew 6, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." 1 Timothy 6, "The living God gives us richly all things to enjoy." The Bible is very clear that all have sinned. That means all, you and me, are sinners. The wages of this sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you have never done business with Him, then invest a few moments in your eternal destiny and accept the salvation that God wants for you. He's not willing that any should perish. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. And John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. This invitation is for you, my friend. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept His free gift of eternal life. On this Resurrection Sunday, and every day, let us give thanks for all things. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Die for me. tears and spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine I diffused a quickening ray. I woke the dungeon flame with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and follow thee. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own.
Our call to worship today, Easter Sunday, has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we continue to celebrate the resurrection legacy of our Savior Jesus Christ. Our goal here at Call to Worship is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please write to us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's Call to Worship. .us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life through his name.
Jesus Christ, his Son. strong.